This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agronovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Microbiome, the community of organisms that affects everything from digestion to soil health, has captured headlines as scientists and companies have sought to better understand how innovation can optimize the community and drive outcomes with applications ranging from animal health to human health. Today, we're joined by two experts to dig deeper into what microbiome means for ag bioscience and a new partnership to accelerate innovation. Welcome BioMedit CEO Aaron Schott and Nutraco Chief Science Officer David Bravo. Aaron, David, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you, Mitch. Great to be back.
Thank you, Mitch.
Good to have you back, Aaron. David, welcome to your first time. I am so looking forward to our conversation. Microbiome has been heralded as this next frontier of unlocking the power of biology to drive new healthy outcomes. Before we learn more about what's ahead in microbiome, we have to learn more about you. Now, Aaron, you're an often sought leader, a very frequent person here on Ag Bioscience, but some may not know you. You've worked both in human pharma and animal health nearly three decades, most recently as EVP of R&D at Elanco. Now as CEO of startup BioMedit, just raised $40 million in venture capital. Tell us more about you and the work you're leading at BioMedit.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. So I'm an Indiana life science guy. I started my career more than 30 years ago at Eli Lilly and Company, which at the time was the parent company of Elanco Animal Health. I've got an organic chemistry background, so I was a molecule maker when I started my career. I had a great career at Lilly, 25 years across R&D strategy, business development, and then had the opportunity to move to Elanco and lead R&D through a very consequential period for Elanco, where we were integrating some acquisitions and then moved to an IPO and then did some more acquisitions and then ultimately culminated with my quote retirement and the carve out of the platform that would go on to become BioMedit. So I'm now in my third life science company based in Indiana, and that's BioMedit. Our focus at BioMedit is microbiome innovation for animal health. We just enjoy trying to understand and unlock the secrets of both microbes and microbial ecosystems and their relationship to the healthy and disease states of animals, and use that to innovate novel products going forward.
It's incredible technology, Aaron. Your leadership on Indiana and the broader ag bioscience economy, just incredible. David, you too have a long history in animal health, deep expertise in animal nutrition, most recently at Lando Lakes and now at Nutraco. Tell us more about your story and the work you're leading at global animal nutrition leader Nutraco.
So yes, thank you for having me first, Mitch, from Europe, here sitting in Switzerland. So yeah, well, I've been working in the feed industry and feed additive industry for the last 25 years. So I started in a feed company in Europe when antibiotics started being removed from the feed at the end of the 90s, when the mad cow disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob story happened. So we had to adapt quite quickly in something that was terra incognita. Nobody knew. Everybody was using antibiotics. We had to keep them, take them out. And that was some interesting experience. And then I became director for R&D of a feed additive company named Pancosma. And there, we collectively helped create the fetch technology segment, as well as other feed additive segments in that very turmoil environment of taking out antibiotics in Europe back early in the late 90s. So over the years, I've developed a true passion for animal feed and production for two reasons. First, it's obviously a very noble challenge to feed the world. But then we live in such an exciting era with scientific progress, because back in the 1950s, it was all about nutrition and bioavailability. So all the foundations that make today nutrition, animal nutrition, so powerful and so efficient. And then maybe we could have thought that the late 90s and 2000 would be boring, but no, because all of a sudden there was new challenges. And there was also scientific progress, better understanding of nutrition and non-nutritional functions and how to improve animal production sustainability via scientific progress. And by better understanding the molecular and cellular events of how an animal reacts to its environment, we can now develop natural sustainable technologies that can help improve the whole system and its efficiency. This also helps reducing the need for artificial products such as antibiotics. And another part of my interest has been how to cross-fertilize between technical fields. And I have been pushing boundaries and bringing the final point forward, so involving sales or marketing people in the discovery effort, for example. And this is what I'm leading today at Nutreco.
It's an incredible story. And David and Aaron both, you know, you both have come off a really big announcement together, a partnership focused on microbiome to create new specialty feed additives. In the announcement, this is powerful. You both shared a clear focus on sustainability and animal health. David, you just talked a big piece of why that's important. Give us an idea. Feel free, whichever one you want to jump in here. How will this partnership work? And what can the industry expect to see in terms of new products?
So we aim for the first launch first in 2024 for aquaculture stock. Okay. So be ready. I mean, this is a true team effort. It has already started between the both companies during the contractual discussion. That was really, 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 really nice and really interesting. And what we want to do in Nutreco is focusing on our two programs. One is phytotechnology, the other one is microbiome technology, the one we were talking about today. And then we want to create intimacy with and between our multiple Nutreco businesses in order to empower them, develop the appropriate technology and solution for their customers under the form of feed additives or smart mixes solutions or functional feed. And because I believe that's the way you can propel scientific progress into real value, into the entire value chain. And also, that's why this partnership with Biomedit will involve a lot of teams within Nutreco. The primary actors of the collaboration are the members of the Nutreco Exploration Group. But then we will have very quickly our Selco or Screting Innovation involved in that collaboration.
David, I want
to build on that.
I think this is
a nice marriage between what Nutreco does really well. And an area that they wanted to get into, microbiome, where maybe they didn't have the depth of capability. And Biomedit is a situation where that's what we major in. But the daunting thought of moving towards a commercial capability while trying to be really good at innovation is a constant challenge for a technology-based startup. So we found the connection at a perfect timing where it really helped us solidify the Biomedit strategy by being able to count on an established player and partner like Nutreco, who could bring two things to Biomedit. One is the customer view back into the technology view. And then the other, just the competence to go to market with products that we hope will be differentiated and relevant to not only Biomedit's success, but Nutreco's strategy as well.
I think that relevancy is a really important piece, Aaron. As you look at Nutreco, and David, I'm not sure everyone understands the strength and size of Nutreco, a global company, 11,000 employees worldwide, some even here in Indiana. Why do you see this in partnership so important? But more importantly, why was Biomedit, a startup here in Indiana, the right partner for a global company like Nutreco to partner with?
I guess it all starts with how complex our environment has become. Over the last 18 months, we've seen an increase of environmental complexity with the COVID, the supply chain disruption, the war in Ukraine, now the energy crisis. So there will be no respite for environmental complexity. So it's also our reality, and it's increasingly difficult for companies such as Nutreco, established corporation in animal nutrition, to be ambitious and to be visionary about creating their future and in that complex environment. But there is a rule in complex system biology that says that only cooperation, true cooperation, can turn complexity into a competitive advantage. And the question then is, do we have true cooperation in our feed industry? In reality, it is relatively siloed today, with companies spanning from feed additive to feed to premix. And during the last years, 10 years, 15 years, we've all witnessed major M&A, the development of venturing, and collectively that has definitely brought interactions along the feed value chain, but did it really bring collaboration? And so Nutreco, as you said, it's a large company, and we are known to be a feed and a premix organization. And we are now engaging to develop further our expertise around two new strategic fields, phytotechnology and microbiome technology. Once again, collaboration defeats complexity. So instead of developing it ourselves, instead of M&A or venturing, we decided to engage in a strategic alliance with the best animal health microbiome company, and that is Biomedit. I also want to say what Aaron just said before in the answer to the previous question, that this partnership is fueled with true collaboration, a collaboration that is upstream, downstream the value chain. And it's not about one company creating, the other one distributing. It's also both companies engaging in discovering and developing, and most importantly, cooperating to solve major issues with unique technologies in our industry. And that was a bold move, Mitch, for Nutreco. And I want to say how bold it was, because it required us to have company self-awareness, accept who we are, what we are, and what we are not. It also obliged us to get out of the now traditional box or way of doing things. So it's developing, acquiring, or venturing. And we consciously, collectively decided to open this new way and collaborate with Biomedit.
David, I love collaboration defeats complexity. I mean, that is powerful, such a great takeaway from this conversation, not just for this discussion, but I think for us in life. Aaron, I want to broaden this out a bit. You've worked in both human health and animal health. We've seen just this surge of interest in microbiome overall. Why do you think microbiome has become this next frontier of innovation, both in human and animal?
Yeah, great question. I think I reduce it to a very simple construct. Sitting in the space that we occupy, let's stay on the human side for a minute, the number of cells that basically are resident within the space that our body occupies, less than half of them contain the human DNA. More than half of them are single-cell microorganisms. So in essence, we possess, and animals possess, an organ called the microbiome, and we are just beginning to unlock how that complex system works, how the host and guest interactions conspire to either cause disease or prevent disease, to harm, you know, the future of the organism, or create prosperity for it. So I think with the advent of genomic technology, multi-omic technology, we now can translate what used to be counting up what's there and taking a record of what's there, and turn it into a functional understanding of why it's there, what it does, how it does it, and how that can be influenced to lead to the healthy outcomes that we're looking for in both humans and animals.
How early are we? Aaron, David, both, feel free to jump in here. How early are we in terms of this? I mean, Aaron, you talk about we're just beginning to see what this could be, what it could hold. How early are we in the innovation cycle in microbiome?
I think as it relates to translating microbiome understanding into products that have a, let's call it an effect size of the for the benefit that they can impart, we're in the early stage of that. Everything that we experienced in this field before was more phenotypically or observationally based, without a good understanding, and you took what you could discover without really understanding necessarily how or why it worked. Now we're changing it, we're turning it around, and we're starting with an understanding of function and the relationship to the healthy process or the disease process. And now we can shape it. Now we can get better effect sizes, bigger effects that look more like a drug effect than a feed effect, for example.
Sure.
And so this next era is really we're in the first miles of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have said it better. The fact that at first scientists were obsessed with understanding the composition of the gut microbiome, and now progressively we are going to the function. And those are the Biomactives, the product that Biomedit and Nutreco are working on. Those Biomactives are, by definition, it's a gut bacterial function, which when added to the feed, displays a beneficial effect on animal welfare, health, or performance in a systematic way. And that function can be conveyed by protein, for example, an enzyme. It can be conveyed by a consortium of bacteria or another compound such as a secondary metabolite. And this is exactly what we want to do together. And also that's why Biomedit and Nutreco have found each other. We, Nutreco, are the expert of the animal, especially aqua species, but also livestock animals. And Biomedit is at the forefront of the microbiome research with that gut function gut microbiome function in mind. So together we have a precise understanding of those gut microbiome function that we should target.
It's an exciting time. I mean, I just, as a guy who doesn't spend time in biome technology and microbiome and animal feed, I mean, gentlemen, I'm excited about what's possible with the two of you working together. Last question for you both. What's ahead? Nutraco, Biomedit. We've heard that there's a product potentially on the horizon in 2024, but give us an idea. What's ahead for you both?
Yeah. So first of all, obviously getting this collaboration really humming. Right. We're in the early stages of what, you know, typically happens, forming, storming, norming, and then performing. So we're working through the details, but we're paying close attention to what it means to create a shared culture as a collaborative, integrated enterprise. Even though it's two different companies coming from two different sides of the ocean with two different histories, we've got to find that common ground and make that the, you know, the common meaning that inspires us all. And with David's leadership, I have no concerns that we're not going to be able to pull that together. Then we get into the juicy parts, which is everything we plan to do, and then science happens and how we respond. But at the same time, that's both opportunity and it's a setback kind of dynamic that you got to respond to. So I think we'll come to experience together that we're not going to be defined by the adversity we experience. We'll be defined by our response to it. So that's what it takes to innovate in life sciences. And this group has what it takes. We got to demonstrate we have what it takes together. And I'm confident we'll do that. And the result will be really differentiated products to treat some of the most important problems that plague the livestock producers' challenge for getting, in essence, that animal to realize its genetic potential to produce the meat, the milk, or the eggs that those animals are really at our great benefit to produce.
Yeah, again, excellent answer. And yes, I would only add that the partnership is really multiple because it's about discovery, it's about development, but it's also involving for us at Nutraco all the teams that are facing customers and making sure that we are not sitting there in an ivory tower, but collectively, cross-functionally, working on that partnership together and feeding each other. And that's it. That's really about it.
It's exciting. It'll be fun to watch what's ahead, eager to keep track of what's going on. Aaron, David, thank you both for spending time today.
Pleasure.
My pleasure too.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes and give us a review. Don't forget, you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.